Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Biz Talk radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities. If you're looking to hear both me and Tony Bush this morning, I'm sorry to say Tony is out on the road taking care of business today. So looks like I'll be handling the show, but we have some very, very excellent guests this morning. We'll be talking with Jim Dubinsky and Amanda Betts from the Stellar Blue organization, and we'll be talking a lot about social media, some of the things as far as website design, some of the things that are going on in the marketing area as far as the technology we're using today. So we'll be getting back to them in just a moment or two. Again, I'd like to welcome you back to Biz Talk. It's been a couple of weeks that we've been gone due to the Badger games, but today they'll be coming on a little later, so we have an opportunity to visit with you again. Reminder that the Biz Talk show is brought to you each week by SCORE Fox Cities. SCORE is here designed to help you as entrepreneurs, people who want to get started in business or who are in business and have some questions and problems. SCORE is offering free counseling services to those who are looking for that kind of help. Here in the Fox Cities, we have about 40 mentors available, and we cover just about any variety of information that you might be interested in, including the areas of technology, IT, intellectual properties, marketing, accounting, any of the areas that you are interested in. In addition to the Appleton area, of course, we also cover an 8-county area all the way down through Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Washera counties, Calumet County. So any time you have an interest in starting your business or need some help, give us a call. You can reach us at 720-734-7101. Or the other best way to get to us, of course, is through our website, which is at www.foxcities.score.org. Just go on out there. We'll be more than happy to take your information and put you in contact with one of our many mentors as quickly as possible. So we have that available to you. In addition to the free counseling, I'd like to remind you that SCORE also does a number of educational programs each year. We just finished up doing what we call the Simple Steps program, which is a 5-unit course on how to start your business and how to do a business plan. That program will be coming back up again in January. So we'll be putting that up on our website. If you're interested in the Simple Steps program, we'll be doing that beginning in January. In the meantime, coming up in November, we will be doing a special program on marketing resources for those of you who are trying to figure out, where do I find out the information about my customer? Where do I find out demographic answers? Where do I find out target markets and this type of thing? We'll be doing a program on November 15th from 8 until 11 o'clock in the morning. It'll be held at the Fox Cities Chamber office in their lower area. And we're going to be having Jyothi Netangadi, our past chapter chairman from SCORE, will be our presenter on that particular program. Jyothi is very knowledgeable in the area of marketing and also does a lot of online work with her company. So if you would be interested, we'd ask you again, go out and register for that program. It's a $35 fee for that particular program on November 15th from 8 to 11 a.m. As a just a change of gears completely from the intellectual property and IT, we're going to be going into accounting and tax preparation. We're going to have Kurt Haling, who is one of the people from Albertson Haling, the CPAs, will be coming on November the 17th. Kurt will be doing a program on the tax changes. Hopefully by the 27th, we will be able to have a pretty good idea of where things are going, and also tax planning for next year, how to decide how you want to handle your taxes and all of the various accounting activity that goes on. So that'll be, again, Kurt Haling on November the 27th. That program will be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, it'll be at the Chamber office. $35 is the fee for that one. So again, please go out to the website, register for those programs. We will be more than happy to get you all set up, registered, and get you involved in some of the many programs that's SCORE provides. Also, I'd just like to take a quick minute here to mention some of the sponsors that we have for the BizTalk show. I did mention we have Albertson Hailing CPAs, accounting firm here in the area that does business accounting, which is very important for those of you who are just starting out to know who a good business accounting firm is. We also have Associated Bank, one of the financial institutions here in the area. Associated is one of the top SBA, Small Business Administration, lenders in the area. We'd like to thank them for their sponsorship. We also work with eBiz Results. They are a website design group. In fact, they helped us with our website here at SCORE, and so we just want to remind you of their fine work that they do. In addition, we have Hurling Clark Law Firm. For those of you, again, who are starting up and need an attorney, Hurling Clark has provided excellent law, business law services to the Fox Cities area for many, many years. We'd ask that you check in with them when you need your business legal actions taken. Finally, we also have Lakeview Credit Union. Lakeview is a credit union here in the Valley and has provided a lot of the business lending, commercial lending for you. They're not just residential and retail. So if you are interested, looking for some help with your business lending, get a hold of the fine people over at Lakeview Credit Union. And last but not least, of course, we want to thank the Business News, local publication here in the Northeast Wisconsin region that provides us with some advertising there. And also, we would remind you to get the Business News, find out what's going on in Northeast Wisconsin when it comes to business activities. So again, those are our fine sponsors. Thank them again for taking part with BizTalk. And then without them, of course, we wouldn't be here. So please, if you can work with them, we would appreciate it. Now, at this point in time, I think it'll be time for us to take a quick break. We'll then be getting back to talking with the people from Stellar Blue. We'll be talking to them very, very shortly. So right now, we'll take a quick break. This is the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk here on WHBY Radio. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Valley, and we are going to be talking business this morning, a little bit about the new things going on as far as how to use some of the wonderful new technology and some of the wonderful ways to use it for marketing. Our guests today are Jim Dubinsky, who is the managing director. Excuse me, Jim. For Stellar Blue, and also we have Amanda Betts, who is the marketing director for Stellar Blue. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. And Jim, you've been on before, so you know a little bit about how we do, what we do on stuff like this. But what I would like to do is just kind of ask you very quickly to tell us about yourself and a little bit about Stellar Blue.
Sure. Well, Stellar Blue's been in business going on 9 years now. We initially all came out of J.J. Keller a long time ago. Had an opportunity to work on a website with my co-owner, Dustin White, and went really, really well. So at that time, we just decided to break free and give it a shot. At that time, we went to eSeed, grew up through that, and 9 years later, we're 300 clients, full-blown social media agency, digital marketing, responsive design, mobile. So we really grasped the whole internet.
Okay. And I would imagine it's been kind of an exciting ride the last few years with the changes and the way things have been going on.
Yeah, it's constant technology. We're always in school. Everybody's learning something.
Okay, wonderful. And, of course, to help us with the marketing side, Amanda, that's where you come in.
I would come in there. Yeah, I'm Amanda Betts, the marketing director. And for a digital marketing firm, it sounds like that's really scary and a lot of responsibility, but it is a lot of fun. It's constantly pushing ourselves and our clients to the best that we can be to find our consumers online, and that's really where we specialize with internet marketing. So a lot of my roles, you know, dictate the internet marketing role. My team designs and develops beautiful-looking websites, and my role is to help get them found.
Okay, and your background?
My background is actually in journalism. I had a double emphasis in advertising and public relations. But if you think real closely, that's a pretty gray area towards marketing, and that's kind of where I fell into working with Stellar Blue a couple of years back here now. And they took a gamble with me, hired me on full-time as their first employee,
Okay. Best move we've ever made.
Wonderful. Aw, thanks.
Okay, so it sounds like that. And you've been involved, of course, in a lot of the changes that have been going on and so on with Stellar Blue. Is that correctly? What is the actual full name? Stellar Blue?
Web Design LLC right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, but web design, that kind of limits what you're really doing.
Right. That's why we're actually in the middle of changing our name right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, 9 years ago, web design was a viable product. Now we do, I don't know, probably 15 other things along with web design. So the name is in the middle of being reorganized itself.
Okay. Any hints as to where you're going to go, or are you still putting that down
on
paper?
Stellar Blue Technologies is about to be rolled out.
Stellar Blue Technologies. Okay, that gives you a pretty broad base then.
It's all digital.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All righty. Let's kind of talk, because we're talking, of course, to people who are interested in starting up their business, using technology today. I do the classes that I do on the wonderful world of business plans and marketing plans. Mm-hmm. The first question everybody asks me is, should I be on LinkedIn or should I be in Facebook?
Right.
I usually look at them very quickly and say, that's the wrong question. the question, should be more, what kind of tools should I use and how should I use them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you relate that to people as far as your marketing plan, working with people who should know what this stuff is all about and what's really new, what's going on with it? That's a lot of questions in one.
That is a lot of questions in one, but let me see how I can take a stab at it. Realistically, when clients come to us and they want to know what should be the channel or mode for them to pursue, mm-hmm. I really first ask them is, how are you comfortable right now communicating with your audience? And are you aware of how your audience uses those channels? Okay. The worst thing I could do for a client is set them up with every social media channel and then let them loose. When realistically, I'd rather you, pick a specific route,
mm-hmm.
focus on that, try it out, and if it works well, keep pursuing it, and then grow from there.
Okay.
Because not every channel is going to work for every business, no.
Right. So I'm correct when I tell people, start on one. Like, mm-hmm. go to, if you're business to business especially, take a look at LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what it's all about. Get to be proficient in that before you move on to something else.
Exactly, yeah.
All righty. And how do you get somebody started in something like that as far as, say, LinkedIn? How do you get started on something like that?
We should start from the individual first, make sure that their account is probably displaying who they are and what they provide, and then make sure they have a proper company profile.
Because
mm-hmm. LinkedIn in itself is its own little search engine. People can search for people, they can search for companies, and you want to make sure no matter how you're displaying your information, it can be found properly in LinkedIn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this stuff is moving so fast. I mean, I talk about LinkedIn, I feel like I'm really, know what I'm saying. I talk about things like, Facebook and Twitter and all this kind of good stuff. But the new things that are moving, and we want to talk a little bit about, is especially some things in the areas like these mobile applications, mm-hmm. mobile apps. Everybody's mobile, everybody's got it in their hip, they're walking with it. What's out there? What do you see as stuff that's there now?
Oh, Randy, that's all over the board.
Yeah.
Basically, if you've got an idea, at this time, you not only build a website, but you do look for some kind of functional piece. And a lot of times that is going to be an app.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually two types of apps. There's something called a native app, and then there's a web app. So it's very much client-specific. A web app is basically you don't have to register it through iTunes or through Droid. It's a product that resides on a server on the Internet that can be used very much like an app. It's a newer way of doing apps,
and
much less expensive, a lot less mm-hmm. hours go into something like that.
Okay, now give me an example of what that would look like. What would I use that for?
Nobody would know the difference. Basically, what it is a database sitting on a server somewhere that's doing exactly the calculations or the movement that a native app would use.
Okay. Like I said,
I don't want to get too complicated here, but
as an example, if I wanted to have an app mm-hmm. like this, what would I be doing with it? What would it do for me?
The sky's the limit, really.
Okay.
From the user standpoint, mm-hmm. those two type of apps look the same once they're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You still download something and an icon is housed in your playbook of app icons.
Okay. Yep.
The only difference from the user perspective is one you download from iTunes, while the other one you get a link and it downloads to your phone.
Okay.
So from the user perspective, they can work and function no matter how any app works or mm-hmm. function.
Okay.
The beauty of the web-based app is that from a company standpoint, if you need to make updates, you can make mm-hmm. updates on your own.
Okay.
And the app will automatically update for the user.
Okay,
meaning
so
no one has to go and plug their phone into their computer to get an update.
Okay, mm-hmm. so I can just go right out there and stay right on top of whatever is going on with your company and how your company is using this particular application for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Like I said, could you give me an idea what an app like this would do?
We've done, right now we're working on a handful of both, native as well as web-based. A couple of the web-based ones are still to come, so I don't want to be the leaky faucet and let know. But we did just release an app for a client, and it's going to be a calculator of sorts for their inventory. So their architects, their masons, and so forth can download this app and calculate how much material they would need to then purchase
So
for a project.
It, it had serves a specific in-house purpose for the client.
Correct.
Not just a, like, you know, most of us think of apps as things like, you know, Angry Birds or something like that. That's what I was trying to get more to, is what this stuff does for the client. How do I use something like this? So,
if there's ever a calculation or a functioning piece, 99.9% of the time, you can turn that into an app and make it a standalone product in itself. So an event calendar, any calculation, like Amanda was saying. So anything that's functional, you always can look into creating an app specific for that.
Okay, so I, as a let's say I'm a mortgage loan officer,
right?
And I would want to have an app that gives you payment schedules.
Sure.
Would that be, you know, do an amortization schedule would be something would work
anything
like that?
Anything that's got a calculation or a functional piece. Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'd be working with, something like that on. You said there's a lot of these already that are out there that are on websites that you can go into.
Sure.
For business purposes, are there any specific ones that you guys use or suggest people should look into?
From a selfish standpoint, StellarBlue has our own app.
Okay.
So you can actually plug in your own website address, and you can actually get a report to show you how search engines view your website, meaning the keywords that they're discovering, your page rank, which is a whole other topic. But really, you're trying to figure out the authority your website has with a search engine. Our app will actually do that. But from an outside of standpoint, outside of a specific business, one way to look at apps and mobile technology is not a way for necessarily for you to push your own business, but how to make your business better.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, all this technology we have at hand now really allows business to be mobile. You can be working from anywhere. Whether or not that's a good thing, I don't know. But you can be really working from anywhere. So there's plenty of apps that allow you to have a mobile office, whether it's Dropbox, where you can share files up in the cloud and you can access those files from any internet-enabled device. Evernote, so when you're in sessions or meetings and you're speaking with clients, you can be taking audio notes as well as written notes at the exact same time.
Okay, yeah, I had a meeting yesterday with a gentleman. We were talking. We were just in a coffee shop and sitting there talking about some stuff. And as I'm going over some of the details and stuff, he's just banging away on his iPhone. And I asked him finally what he was doing, and he had was taking notes.
Sure.
So that would be that kind of a package that you'd use.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a great tool. I personally use it myself.
Okay. You know, some of the other things that are happening in that area, you know, there's, you know, some of the new things besides just the old-fashioned Facebook. I hate to say old-fashioned, but it's getting to be that way, isn't it?
Kinda.
The way time is moving along and so quickly on how this stuff is changing. What are some of the new sites that people are going to? I know you guys are involved with a lot of that, and especially we'll get to a little later on talking about your new endeavor with your training area and so on. But some of the new programs that are out there. Some of the websites.
Sure. Well, Facebook is kind of like the granddad, and it is kind of silly to say that, you know, like a couple years old, but the Facebook is here to stay for the most part. But what Facebook has kind of opened up to the social user is a much more visual platform.
Okay.
YouTube has also done that too. So you see more visual platforms just taking off, such as Pinterest. The growth on that platform has grown totally exponentially, continuously, day by day.
Okay.
And it's purely visual based, as well as some other photo-type networks, whether it's Instagram. Now I see Instagram integrated with commercials, with a little Instagram icon in the commercial itself, because people are now taking more video and photos and sharing it socially.
Okay.
So things like that are what I see personally growing, and those are also the ones that I want to reach out to my clients, let them know that if you have a visual emphasis to your business, look into some of those.
All righty. So there's a lot of things out there that people have to keep up with.
And tomorrow's another day.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, by the way, if you are interested with some questions or someone would like to reach us here, you can reach us at the WHBY studios at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on TDS Metrocom toll-free. You can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. 1150. Also, if you would want to, you can also reach us on our website. That is at biztalkwithscore.com. We do have a comment section there that we can take if you want to do it over the internet, since we're talking about some of the wonderful world of IT. With that said, I think we're at a point here where we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of these products and also some of the new programs that you guys are setting up for Stellar Blue, a little bit more, and also how to get in contact with you guys. So
sounds good.
We'll be right back after the break. This is Biz Talk here on WHBY, Voice of the Fox Cities Radio. Good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150, Voice of the Fox Cities. My name is Randy Melzer, and I have Jim Dubinsky and Amanda Betts from the Stellar Blue Web Design Group here with us today. And we're talking a little bit about some of the new technology, some of the ideas. We were talking a while ago at the start here about mobile applications and how to get into them. Obviously, you guys have designs you do as far as the apps are concerned. What's a way to get started? I know some people talk about QR codes. Can you talk about those a little bit?
QR codes simply are, I kind of joke about how they look like fancy-looking ink blots.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically a barcode that have been around since the early 90s. The Japanese shipping industry actually developed them, but with the emergence of smartphones, we've taken these square-looking barcodes, inkblots, and we've turned them into an ability for our phones to scan them. And okay. They're super affordable. So if you're not really ready to really fully indulge in a complete mobile strategy plan, but you want to make sure that consumers can still get to your website easily and efficiently with their smartphones or tablets, mm-hmm. QR codes can do that. And I'm sure you see them all over the place, whether it's a saving magazine, a coupon magazine, handouts, flyers, brochures, you name it. Mm-hmm. You're going to start seeing these little squares, just about an inch by an inch. And you can take a special app on your phone. It scans it, and it will open up a destination that that QR code is sending you to. QR stands for quick response, so it is quick.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you see them all over the place. People who should be aware of them, what kind of industry, who really uses the QR codes today?
Well, we found realtors have a huge opportunity to use something like this by putting QR codes on their signs. They can have prospective buyers actually going to a website or a functional photo gallery or whatever it is that they can look at the house while the house is locked up. So you can see what the kitchen looks like, everything about it before you're even inside the building itself. So QR codes in the real estate industry play really well together.
Mm-hmm. I also see them a lot on people who do direct mail pieces.
Right.
Sure.
And the thought there, what I've understood is, rather than put out a 17-page mailer that everybody's going to look at and then toss, by just taking a small piece,
yep,
putting the QR code on and directing them again back to your website.
Yep.
You can enhance mm-hmm. all of the information that you're putting out very, very quickly and at a low cost.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
The beauty of a QR code is what you're doing is you're bridging your traditional print advertising
mm-hmm.
with all your online initiatives.
Okay.
So that quick response code can link to a video, to a web page, to a photo gallery, to even a social account.
Okay.
But you're bridging your online with your offline marketing efforts, which is huge.
Okay. Again, yeah. Getting back to the joke I use is, the first question is, should I be on LinkedIn or Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
The old days, I used to get that question, should I be in the yellow pages or on radio? again, it's the same question. It's the wrong question. It's how does it work with your marketing strategy?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what you just alluded to there is to be able to put this together with a full plan.
Correct.
And is that the kind of situation that you can help somebody with in your organization?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's still a lot of advantages, especially to a local market, using more traditional outbound type strategies when it comes to marketing. Outbound being, and I say this with a smile, big buyer bug methodology,
mm-hmm.
where you're kind of giving somebody their your information versus them choosing to look at your information.
You can say old-fashioned type marketing. Some of us with gray hair in this particular studio understand exactly what you mean. So you can go ahead and use that. So you can call it the old-fashioned style.
Traditional sounds much
all right.
nicer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, but again, all those are still tools.
They are.
Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to link the new ideas with this.
The thing with the digital and the QR code and everything, Randy, that sometimes goes missed is the fact that you can really analyze the data.
Ah, okay.
You know how many people looked at, you know, if you're a realtor, how many people actually use that QR code and what they use that QR code for. So you can constantly modify and update your practices based on how people are actually using those tools.
Okay.
You know, when somebody's looking at a magazine, it's hard to understand if they read your article and actually came to your website.
Right.
But with QR codes and apps and links and URL, all this stuff is trackable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So anything digital, it's a really good opportunity to see the value of your money that you put into something like that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, again, whenever we talk about any kind of goal or any type of marketing objective and so on, the first thing it has to be is measurable.
Right.
And, with this ability to be able to track it, you can figure out what you're doing. That again,
precise advertising. Yeah, you can focus directly on the people that you want to see that information.
That's the old joke about if I waste half of my marketing dollars, if I knew which half I'd quit. The problem with that idea is, of course, that we don't bother to set up a marketing plan that can monitor what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not measurable, and if it doesn't have a time frame on it, it's not really a goal.
Right.
It's just a real nice idea.
Right.
And these tools then are the things that can help you really monitor those goals.
Absolutely. And that's our role at Stellar Blue. We not only set up a website, we make that product make money for you. If it's not, it might be saving you money in some respects, and it might be making you money on the other side of that. So absolutely, digital marketing is all about saving you money when you get down to it.
All righty. So, again, when we talk to people about the wonderful world of all these new apps and ideas and so on, most of it in social marketing, the main objective is still to drive you to the website.
Always.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Always get people to the website. And then from there, then that's a whole other set of analyzation is how people are using it, if you want to get them to a quote form or to purchase something. But the end result of all this media, all these opportunities, is to make money when you really get down to it. Drive them to the point where they want to purchase something, or they're going to make something happen that you're going to make more money.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can drive some people to your website.
Sure.
Jim, how do we get in contact with you?
You can contact with us a couple ways. First of all, you can always call us at 920-905-0250. And you can also reach us at stellarbluewebdesign.com. We also have an email, info@stellarbluewebdesign.com. Being an internet marketing firm, we are open 24/7.
Obviously.
So you can contact us basically at any time, and we'll respond accordingly.
Okay, wonderful. So those out there, if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about this, that's the way to get in contact with Stellar Blue. We are about at a point of taking another break here. We're going to come back and talk about some new things that you have going with your organization, and also some other organizations you're involved with. And so we will take a break right now. You are listening to Biz Talk Radio here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Well, good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk Radio. Again, my name is Randy Melzer, and we're visiting with the people from Stellar Blue Web Design, Jim Dubinsky and Amanda Betts. We've been talking a lot about different things as far as some of the new programs, applications, mobile apps, QR codes, all of these things, which are terminology that many people hear but aren't really familiar with or need a lot more. We were just talking, we could do a whole show just on one or two of these different terminologies.
Easily.
That brings me to your newest project, which is a way to help people become familiar with some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you kind of expand on that. What's the program?
Well, basically what's been going on in the last 7 years is Stellar Blue has really got ourselves involved in the community between chamber presentations and organizations that we present to. We're even instructing classes in university systems right now. So we have a lot of content that we've been putting out, teaching people what all these tools are. We had an opportunity come up a couple months ago that we could lease a building. So through discussions, we thought we'd give it a shot and got ourselves into a location in Neenah, actually 1580 Lion Drive in Neenah, that we have recently, within the last month, opened up as a training facility to teach people all these QR code terms and app terms and native app and web app and all these opportunities that are starting to surface that we're finding a lot of our clients just don't know about. So it was a real good opportunity to start instructing people on what all these opportunities are and how they can also make money using these tools.
Yeah, I had the opportunity the other day to take part in one the Pinterest program and what that's all about. That was fascinating. Your location is a little tricky to find.
Yeah, that's.
But once we get there, the facility is excellent for training.
We're real happy with the way it turned out.
All the bells and whistles. Amanda, you had mentioned some of the things you guys have going. What do you have coming up?
Yeah, we have a couple sessions coming up in the remainder of this fall going into winter. And really, before I talk about which ones those are, these are much more than teaching or presentations. These are hands-on workshops.
Okay.
Meaning it's an environment. It's a small group. Only so many people can register for them. You come in with your laptops. We sit down. We do a little bit of presenting. Mm-hmm. But the remainder of the time is delegated for the people participating to get some things done. You're in a safe, controlled environment.
Oh, I have to say, that was what I did. I had mine along, and within, I'd say, 20 minutes, I was up on the website and banging away on this and found really super stuff on it. So, okay, and that's the format that you're going to be using.
Yes, no more being told you're actually getting to do the do. You're actually getting to get your hands on something, ask those questions right there while you're working on it with some hands-on consultants. But as for this fall, we have in November two sessions on Facebook, one to get you started, one to keep you going, meaning how can you advance your presence. We also have one on Pinterest again, but it's going to be the 2.0 version of the one you attended, Randy.
Okay.
Really, it's going to focus on how can we start gaining those followers on Pinterest and getting a much bigger presence.
Yeah, that just as a aside, that particular program is just amazing. When I was going through it, the ideas of how you can take something as simple as a picture of a vehicle
and make money,
and then all of a sudden by having the people click on it, do exactly what you want is you get them to your website. And not only that, but I sent that picture to a good friend of mine who's an auto nut. And so now I've passed that on to him. It's just
the ripple effect.
It's a fascinating concept on how it works. So, but you said you're going to do one on Facebook, Pinterest. What else you got?
As well as LinkedIn. Okay. And those are just our formatted schedule ones. We do have people coming in on private sessions.
Okay.
We've had a group of real estate agents come in, a group of eight of them, come in with their tablets.
Okay.
And we sat down specifically, spoke about their industry using tablets, and helped them download specific apps and taught them how to use them.
Wonderful. So
we have that opportunity
and
as
that,
well.
That is a lot of the evolving is going to be not only social media, but also device use. How to use an iPad to its fullest, how to use your mobile device to its fullest extent.
Yeah. Exactly.
A lot of people are just getting those tools themselves. So we're also instructing not only the social media piece, but also the devices themselves on how to use them.
Right. Like I said, I found out mine, I can actually make a phone call. so I'm doing fine with mine. I think I'm getting way ahead of the ball game here.
Congratulations.
Again, you have to understand, I'm not really old. I've just been in business too long. Okay, but that's wonderful that you have this. How do I find out about what's coming up and how do I register?
Sure. You can go to stellarworkshops.com, S-T-E-L-L-A-R workshops.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bunch of information up there on what we plan on providing, what we are providing, as well as a registration page. You can sign up.
All right. And there's a fee for these programs you're charging at this point?
There is. For the fall, it's a two-hour session for $29 per participant.
Okay,
but do have a special promo today for any of those listening to BizTalk Radio.
Okay.
And so if you were to go to our registration page and use the promo code BizTalkPromo, put that in, click apply, and you'll get a session for free.
Free?
So it's BizTalk Promo.
Correct.
Okay. Remember that. That's Biz Talk Promo. Jim just piped up with that wonderful word, which as a marketing person, I get all excited. I just tingle when somebody says that word free.
And as an owner, I go free.
But it gives people an opportunity to see a really, really very excellently laid out situation.
Yeah.
As being involved with SCORE and the education programs that we have, I know we are looking down towards the Neenah area and Oshkosh and so on as far as presenting some programs rather than being just here in the Appleton area. And so you can look forward to probably in the future, we'll be working with Stellar Blue to be able to provide a location down in that area.
Looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Should be a very good thing.
Yeah.
All righty. So we're moving right along here, just about to the end of the program. And as is our custom, we ask you for a biz tip. And I think I'm going to have each of you, if you would, give me one.
Sure.
So I'm going to start with Jim.
Sure.
And if you want to give us a biz tip for from Stellar Blue.
Sure. Well, when you're out on the internet, and if you own a business or an organization, always look to the internet to make money. There's a lot of money to be made on the internet.
Okay. All righty. So it's not just someplace to play.
Right.
Okay. All righty. So design your program to make money.
Design your program to make money.
Very good. Okay, Amanda, how about you?
If you're looking into purchasing any kind of mobile device, there are plenty of online resources for you to check out which ones are going to be filtering out and the new ones coming. There are reasons sometimes why iPads drop in price significantly. It's because a new one's coming around the corner. So if you want to be on the cusp, research on what devices are going to be new and coming out so you can make your purchases wisely.
All right. How do you, along that line very quickly, but, how do you decide what's best for you?
Play
with it.
Go into those technology stores, ask the questions, and really get your hands on something before you make that purchase.
Okay, so shop around. Use your time well.
And talk to experts. Right, talk to experts and ask them what's the best.
Okay, well, once again, we want to thank you very much, Jim, Amanda, for being here today.
Our pleasure.
A lot of information. We'll probably be having you guys back again to give us some more detailed stuff.
Looking forward to it.
For right now, though, this has been Biz Talk Radio. My name is Randy Melzer. If you have any questions and so on for BizTalk, you can reach us at biztalkwithscore.com, and through that you can also reach the Score chapter if you're interested in getting some help as far as mentoring is concerned. Go out, fill out the information, and we'll be more than happy to work with you on that. Okay, so thank you very much for BizTalk. This is Randy Melzer from the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150 Radio.
Thanks, Randy.
Before you vote in 2012, be informed. Keep up on the issues at News Talk 1150 WHBY, Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities.